According to Dr. Joyce Brothers, our guest, women want to get married, but because of a husband gap, that's a new phrase for us, finding and marrying a man is only half the battle. She says keeping him is really where it's at. She has some thoughts on this whole business of marriage. Our guest is Dr. Joyce Brothers, psychologist, syndicated columnist, NBC radio commentator, one of the most respected women in America. Her new book has got all kinds of good information in it. It's called What Every Woman Ought to Know About Love and Marriage. Good to see you once again.
Thank you. We've been working together for a long time.
Wow. I think it goes back to almost 19... whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, husband gap, that's a new term. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, there are at present moment some 7,300,000 more marriageable women than marriageable men, and actually enough to populate a whole country, Austria. There are a great many women who will never have a husband. And surprisingly, there are many single women who, when questioned privately, will say that they would really prefer to be married. We've gone through a whole period of time where women said, there's no reason why I shouldn't feel less than a person if I'm unmarried. There's no reason why spinster should be a pejorative term. And many women went out and made very fulfilling, very complete lives for themselves, very exciting jobs. Mm-hmm. And just recently, they've done a study in which the vast, large groups of women with very good jobs, if you had your choice, would you prefer to be married? And 75% said they would prefer marriage.
Okay, now you say because of the numbers being so off here that women actually have to campaign. And you don't mean that in the harshest sense of the word.
No, I mean you're not going out with banners.
No, but you have to really, you have to do some serious looking, huh?
Well, the last time there are an equal number of men and women for you, if you're a woman, is when you're 23. And by the time you get to 25, your probabilities deteriorate very rapidly.
Yet, on the other side of that coin, you say that there are plenty of Mr. Wrights out there.
Thank goodness there's some 50,000 Mr. Wrights for every woman and vice versa. Wouldn't it be terrible if my Mr. Wright and your Miss Wright were in Timbuktu and here we are in Detroit.
Now, how do those figures add up, though? If you say that there are more women than men, how can there be 50,000 Mr. Wrights for every woman?
Because there are 50,000 men that exist that she could be perfectly happy with. It doesn't have to be this man or that man.
Okay, so it's no single person. No, mm-hmm. In the end, it's going to be. But there's a lot of choice out there. You see, an interesting thing, and I think that this has to do with this whole business of not only getting married, but also keeping married, and staying married at the end. You say, don't move in. Specific piece of advice, you say, don't move in.
Well, if you're married, of course, move in.
In the end, but not before.
But not before. But the living together arrangement is not as good in terms of probabilities and in terms of that man. It is a living together arrangement is fine if you are an older woman who is going to lose her private pension if she marries. It can work out for some college students who aren't ready to commit themselves to marriage or to each other.